Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. San Francisco was once the hottest housing market in the U.S., but the Wall Street Journal says it's now one of the coolest. The growth in home prices during April in the Bay Area was among the slowest in the nation. Could this presage a broader slowdown if more would-be home buyers balk at rapidly rising prices? On the line with us is Wall Street Journal housing reporter Laura Cosisto. Laura, if you can tell us, how fast or how slow did home prices rise during April in San Francisco?
Sure. So in San Francisco, home prices rose by about 5% during April, which doesn't sound that bad, but it is compared to what they were doing a couple of years ago when they were rising in the double digits. And that's also pretty slow compared to what was going on in the rest of the country, where home prices rose about 5.5%. So we've seen a really big reversal from San Francisco being the fastest growing housing market in the country to being one of the slowest.
And you know, there are certain cities in the U.S. where home price growth is still really on the rise, and places like Boston.
Yeah, a lot of cities are now beating San Francisco, which are cities you wouldn't think of. Atlanta, Boston, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix. Those are all places that were trailing San Francisco by a lot at one point and are now way out in front.
And you say San Francisco's apartment market is also slowing down?
Yeah, so that's what makes this seem like this is a broader housing slowdown and possibly a broader economic slowdown, because we're also seeing rents decline by about 0.3%. And so that suggests that it's not just that people are maybe choosing to rent instead of buy, it just suggests demand in general is slowing.
Laura, why is this happening in the Bay Area right now?
So there are, I think, two major colliding forces, the things we always talk about when we talk about housing: supply and demand. San Francisco is seeing far more units built than it has in the past. And so those units come online and they tend to drive down rents. But I actually don't think that's the biggest factor, because we're also seeing a slowdown in the housing, in the for sale home market. I think the biggest factor seems to be the local economy slowing. So we're seeing job growth in the technology and information sector go from being about 15% a couple of years ago to being closer to 1%. And those are the really high-wage jobs, the people that are buying those million-dollar houses, who are renting those $4,000 a month apartments. And so I think that's just, we're seeing a real decline in demand.
I'm speaking with Laura Cosisto of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, in this regard, San Francisco's unique, isn't it?
Well, so I think that's the question. I think there are certainly, in terms of the technology sector and that slowdown in the technology sector, I mean, that's definitely a factor in some other cities like Boston and New York. But San Francisco is unique in being so reliant on technology. But I do think some of the other factors are ones to watch for elsewhere. Certainly the huge flood of apartment supply, that's affecting other markets like New York and Nashville and Dallas. And it'll be interesting to see how they cope. And then also this question about affordability. I think part of what's going on with home prices and with housing demand is just people saying, just getting fed up and saying, you know, home prices grew for doubled, home prices in San Francisco more than doubled since the recession. And just saying, you know, we just can't afford to buy a home here. We're either going to leave the city, or we're going to maybe double up, or we're going to go farther out to the suburbs. And that could definitely start to play out in other places as we're seeing home prices go up rapidly over a long period of time.
Laura, this rapid price growth, it's not sustainable so long as incomes can't keep up. Isn't that a big problem?
Yeah, I think the general consensus among economists is you can't have home prices growing about twice as quickly as income for a long period of time before that starts to put a dent in the market. What we don't know is, does that mean that we see a gradual, controlled slowdown where home price growth slows, and that's probably healthy for the market, or do we see a crash, and do we see home prices actually fall in some markets? you know, we're not seeing home prices really fall in San Francisco. We're just so far seeing a big drop off in sales and a slowing of growth. So I think the hope would be that that is what plays out across the country. But we just don't know. You know, we've said that before and we've been wrong before.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Cosisto, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.